Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
As a safe pastor, I'll link it with this one. Magnify your office as a safe pastor. God has put you in an office, the office of a saved pastor. The office of a saved pastor. You are not called as an usher. You are not called as today's word. You have not been called as a chorister. You have been called as a saved pastor. Magnify that office. Make the office big. Why have I come to convince you to be a good saved pastor? Because a lot of saved pastors are in extinction. People don't want to do that. Look, this work we are seeing that you thought that, oh, this. Plenty of people don't want to do it. Plenty of people don't want to become children's pastors. Sometimes because of the problem children give. It's not easy. And when you say you are a saved pastor, you are actually in charge of a congregation. And it is burdensome to be with a congregation. Ashes, you deal with chairs. Madam, you just arrange people. Boss, please here. Please. Yeah. Okay, nobody should sit here like that. But when you say you are a pastor, you are in charge of a congregation. The spirituality of the church depends on your spirituality. It's a whole thing. Usher can decide not to pray, nothing will happen to him. Whether the church grows or it doesn't grow, the usher doesn't care. The people come, I arrange them, I collect their offering, sweep around. I go to my house. You don't need prayer to do this one. But as you are a safe pastor, you are number one, a pastor. And the church you are running is a church. Whatever you see a church does, do the same. Pray for the children, praises, worship, dancing stars, choir, whatever. Make choir out of your church. Make dancing stars. All my members are girls. Are you running a single-sex school? Get a choir, get dancing star. Even this, recently I've noticed that this poems thing that they say in their school is called spoken word. Write words for them. Go and memorize it. They come and recite. That is somebody's job. Always try and create job. Create employment in the church. Employment creation. Everybody should get something to do. Ashes. Oh, a lot. Magnify the office where God has called you. Romans chapter 11, verse 13, he said, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office." One of the reasons why people don't do well is that they do not magnify the office that they occupy. When we say you magnify the things, like you don't take the thing seriously. Or you are not proud to say, "I am this." You should see people who attended Wesley Girls. Proud, St. Louis, even though they're out of the contest, they are proud. One of my lectures, she was saying, "You see what we do today in St. Louis Monday, you can talk." Yes. Dr. Mary, she's in Kumasi. Hey, she left work to go and be at the quiz center. I said, "Hey, you have time." Proud, even recently, I saw proud parent of Wegehe. I say, "Hey, like I'm proud my child attended Wesley Girls." Proud parent. Hey, a sticker. You cannot say proud safe pastor. Why? Why are you shy? Proud proud this, proud that, proud. People are saying they are proud about it. Why are you also not saying, I am a proud children's pastor? I'm a proud, like I am proud to say that I pastor children. I don't know why I'm speaking with so much passion. I am proud. My members are this. My members, they are 6 years, 10 years, 11 years, 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years. These are my members. I'm a proud, saved pastor. So you see, if you don't magnify the thing, you don't talk about it, you should see people who want you to be part of something. They want to explain the thing to you. Oh, we are doing some susu here. You take, then somebody will take next month. Another person will take next month. Usually, we see when you take around December, hey, Charlie, your money will come. They will convince you. And you go and take all your money from the bank to come and do the susu thing. Why can you not convince people to be part of the safe church? Charlie, when you are walking about, I mean, I think you'll be a very good children's pastor. Oh, seriously. You should be bargaining for somebody to join you. You see, because if you don't, if whatever you are in, you don't talk about it, it's like it's not a nice thing. Nobody should come talk about it. You see, and all of us can say that, none of us here can say that we don't need help. The people to join you. How many are you in your church? You are in K church? Y church? How many pastors are there? You should go to the adult church instead, and the pastor should stand up. The whole front, they are all pastors. When you are preaching, there are the people helping you. Two, one of you come and lead something, one will preach. You are tired. You should imagine that you have about 10 pastors, 10 SHS people, 5 SHS girls, 5 SHS boys who are helping. Two of you are in charge of dancing stars. Mobilize them to make sure the dancing stars were. Two of you are in charge of ushering. Two of you are in charge of dancing stars. Two of you are in charge of this sound. Look, when you come in, sound is working. You don't need that. As you are preaching, chin, 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 chin. You don't even have instruments. Magnify the office. Paul said that, for I magnify my office. I make the office big. I'm not shy. I'm doing conferences because I'm not shy. If you call me, I'll explain to you that I'm a children's pastor. If I knew coming here, I'm coming to meet adult bar center leaders, I won't come. What am I coming to tell bar center leaders? I came to meet my fellow children's pastors, and we are having a discussion. We are encouraging ourselves that you can make the church work. You can make the church an enjoyable place. You can have choir in your church. You can have dancing stars in your church. Whatever you want to do, you can do it in your church. Yeah. I am magnifying my office. If you enter my office, my office at church, I have an office by the grace of God. They wrote on it, saved pastor. It's not, I can choose that they will write Reverend E.K. No. I'm not there. It's saved pastor. What is saved? That's the children's pastor. Some of us, we don't want to associate with children. Yeah. So if you are going to be somebody who magnified the office, what must you do? Number one, you must be aware that you are an endangered species. Save pastors are endangered species. They are almost in extinction. Save pastors are going out of the system. Many people don't want to become save pastors. Many people. People love to become basenta leaders. People love to become ashes, aquaba ladies, than saved pastor. Even when you go to the adult church, you see how they look at you. As if you don't exist. Hey, you hear things like that. Hey, That's the thing. It's like we are all teaching in the school. Somebody is teaching JHS 3, and you are teaching crèche. You see a crèche teacher, you change diapers. Meanwhile, the one teaching JHS 3 doesn't change the diapers. You are changing diapers. You are feeding the children. That is the work of a saved pastor. Being with the children. Endangered species. It is that reason that should make you magnify the office. Magnify. Make the office look attractive.
It's a safe church here. Me say, Brian Breho. Madam, me say, Chef, Ubeba, Chef, me I'll tell you, Ubeba, Brea, Bra. Obrekwa. If you talk like that, you don't get anybody to help you. Yeah. Hey, me say, sister, can't your bishop see Sankola and Kola near Manu? Chef, who to me? Me call lighthouse. And I say, be an amakopium and a casual assemblies hobby. Me, beloved free. Another denomination cry me pay. I hope they may quam, I call you any qua. Me, I'm just marking time. Let me see, ah, dear. Hey, boy. The bank alone, which is a point, so I see who you feel, but who say, well, no, you is Zaba Center for you, but who you feel, be a bon to say, hey, you talk like that, nobody will come. Nobody will come. I'm telling you, madam, one time I needed help. Then there was a girl who came. The girl, she said that, she said she came from a certain church. She was a Pentecost girl, but like she was in children's church, this thing. So when she came, I was trying to convince her to come to the safe church, to come and work with me. Hey. Like, she comes on and off the camp, then another time she go to the adult church. So I was just trying to talk to her to make her stable to be with me. So I went to her house. It was around 7 p.m. And I had to call her. I want to see her. She followed me. Then we came to the roadside, some corner B. I was telling her that, Charlie, I'm about to tell her something. But she can say yes or no. Son of the girl thought I was coming to propose to her. I said, look, I'm coming to tell you something. You can just decide. But it has been on my heart for a very long time. Me too, the way I brought the thing up, and it looked like Charlie. Because this is a single girl who is looking for a boy. So I said, Charlie, look, I want you to come and help me in the children's church. It's like I've deflated her buoyancy. That was the end. She didn't come to church again. Hey! I've worked with people who left. You see, if you're also not married and you're in safe church, Charlie, the chances you get a beloved is also very low. Oh, yes. So I used to work with Sylvester. Sylvester left me to go to the adult church to do praise and worship. 3 weeks. He had beloved. I was still there. No beloved. Then some gift TV came on the scene. Working with her with this one. Then her mind did. We're working. One time she told me that they said she should come and do something. One day she went to the adult church, came back. No, she had beloved. Until she's married, left. I was there. I kept asking myself, so me there, when will I get beloved? Because by the time I'll close and come, no, the fine girls, they've all left. Remember these Basenta leaders who are wearing jeans that they are always fighting with us. They are the people. But if I met my wife, it's also very miraculous. Wow. Yes. Miraculous. I just met her at the gate. Christmas, something. I just met her standing with somebody. Then I told the person that, oh, Charlie, I'm hungry. Oh. No, sister said she has biscuit. You somebody I don't know. I said, I'm hungry. No, you say you have biscuit. I said, somebody who will give me biscuit when I'm hungry, she must be a wife material. Kente 7 yards. I'm wrong. Sharp. You see, so don't speak bad about the work. No. I'm not sure it's a bad job. You see, because this safe church, it will help you. You learn how to preach. When I started preaching, this is not how it used to be. I've not put my early messages on my podcast. Like, you stop safe church. Preach it and time be.
When I listen to the preaching, I don't understand what I was saying there. I said, hey, so how do they understand? Crawford Mao, on Meko Heaven. So, how would they understand? But glad I've seen that I'm getting better. I'm improving small. I'm getting somewhere. So when you keep preaching, keep explaining the scripture. One day, when I was in Tamil, I preached with a certain scripture. When I came home, I said, I mentioned the scripture and what I quoted was different. Was this guy, I didn't have iPad. So iPad, you can get it. It was paper Bible. So I wrote the scripture on a book. So let's say John 3:16. Then I went to write John 10, the thief came not but to still kill. So I just mentioned, when I finished, I said, hey, I preach. But when I got to, I started listening to what I preach. I said, all those messages, I've not put it on my podcast. Because if somebody hears it, they will wonder whether it's me. Magnify the office. Self-teachers are endangered species. Plenty of people are leaving the safe church. I'm telling you. Plenty of people are becoming discouraged. I won't do it again. Then the rate at which safe teachers are resigning, you won't believe. Some people are there because, you see, phlegmatics, eh? They can be there. We are here, cry. No problem, we are here. He's not happy, he's there. But we take choleric and sanguine, hey, they always want activity. Create that activity in the children's church. Encourage people. Charlie, look, this work, this thing, it's a wild thing. Look, it's a church. Guys, it's a church. Let's make it work. This, that. You will see. Magnify the office. If you work at a place and you're always saying bad things about the workplace, you see that you won't keep long there. Magnify the office where you are. Hallelujah. Number two, know your worth. As a safe pastor, your value determines what you'll be used for. Know your worth. Know your worth. Know your worth. You magnify your office because you know your worth. If you don't preach to the children, who will preach to them? If there are no saved pastors, who, let me tell you also that it's not every church that has saved, even UD. There are so many churches that do not have saved church. And there are even saved teachers who you can clearly see that this person, he needs help, but the person thinks he doesn't need help. What do you do? What do you do? So know your way. Know the value on yourself. It determines the office that you are in. Don't joke with your office. Don't joke with the office of a saved pastor. There's a blessing. I think I didn't mention that one to you. I should have mentioned to you the blessings of a saved pastor. Maybe when we go for lunch and come back. The blessings. You'll be amazed at the blessings that will follow you. There are blessings attached. Number three, there are blessings attached to the office of the saved pastor. Blessings. A lot of blessings. God will bless you. I'm telling you. God will bless you. God will expand you. God will build you house. Yes. Bible said that because the Egyptians feared God, God built the midwives' houses. God will build you a house. I pastored Safe Church all my life. 18th October, 2009. That's when I started doing Safe Church. I've never preached Sunday to adults. Safe Church. I've been at it. By the grace of God, I've built a house. I've married children by the grace of God. I drive my own car. I'm working at a good place. I don't borrow people's money. Yes. The same work. I've forgotten to tell that I've become important. Yes, I've become important. Oh, no, I've become important. Hey, it's not easy for you to invite me like that. Happy I began there, I'm referring to anything of them that I'm in. Referring to anything. It's not also easy. Do you understand? So it is very, very important. I say, God, when I was marrying, somebody asked me, do you have savings? I said, I didn't have savings. Savings, yeah, bad bear worry, I was savings. When I was getting married, one of the things I constantly hear is Momo alert. Yeah, but I didn't even know where the money were coming from. Somebody called me, I'll take a photography. Somebody called me, I'll take care of the reception. That reception people came to me. I don't even know who organized the food. I also just appeared there. The people that followed me, Auntie Mami said, she's coming for my wedding. Auntie Mami came. I see the cake. They said the cake got lost. The cake. So they brought some cupcake. I thought the cupcake was the main cake. But it was only when I saw the picture, I said, see the taxi driver, I said, it's okay. If there's a cake here, it's okay. I don't even chase it. Auntie Mami came for my wedding. She said, look, if you want me to come, put the wedding at one or something. I said, I said, the wedding time has changed. The people that came for the wedding, the people outside were more than the people inside. The room was filled. There's no place to stand. Timami came to cut my cake. Then he said that, cupcake. Then as he finished praying for us, they were going, then LP Shelley came to her. Mommy said, if you come back from honeymoon, come and say hello to her. Ah, I went to say hello. I had turned back a bit, the mommy. When I came, I opened the bag envelope. Be a woman, be a sweet. I'm still counting the money.
Wow.
Hey! What a blessing. How won't the mommy know me? She will know me. It's safe church. It's safe church. She got to know me. Did you understand? So there's a lot when I was getting married. People's children, bridesmaid, the children just appear dressed. I say, where are they from? They've come, parents. They parents. Hey, it was so nice. God will bless you. I say, God will bless you. Yeah. Last time Christmas, I was there. One child knocked my door. I said, come in. He said, Reverend, I brought you a parcel. She left. When I opened the parcel, it was calipo and biscuits. When I saw the thing, I cried. I said, this is a child. If he has car, he will give me. He will give me. Niaman he kweye now, he will buy it. Niaman kweye, kromash, buy your strike. And that person came when I opened spaghetti, one, uncooked. No, but for me, it's a sign. That no, they are seeing, there's a pastor. I have another church woman who is in American U.S., Wave, what is it? Is it wave send? Send wave. Oh, a lot. Then wanna send wave. But sorry, sleep and wake up, send wave. Sleep and wake up, send wave. The blessings will over you. Magnify the office and do the work well. I'm saying that. You see, and there are heavenly rewards. Not only earthly rewards. As for earthly rewards, there is transient. And there are heavenly rewards. One day, the crowns you gather and wear, you'll be shocked. Magnify. Let's get more people to do the safe church. Let's get more people to join us. Look, when the workers are a lot, the work will be easier. So because you are struggling. It's a struggle. Look, that's something you wake up, you are tired. You are tired, though. You see, the beauty of having a good assistant, it also helps the church. When I was in the university, my assistant was called Selassie. Tamale, Apache were there. One day I woke up. I didn't have money to go to church. Student, I was broke. I called Selassie. I'm not well. I can't come. He said, you can't come. He said, no. Selassie is a nurse. He said, no, you are not well. What's wrong? I said, look, I just feel body. He said, where are you? I said, I'm in the house. He said, I'm sending a taxi to pick you up.
I'm coming to the church with medicine and food, so you eat and take the medicine. Charlie and I dressed up. Then this taxi guy came. I sat inside. As we're getting to the church, then I have to walk like somebody else, somebody who is not well. Then I had to sit in the church office. They brought some jollof. Oh! I wired the jollof. I took the medicine. Say, you are not well. You have to take the medicine. Otherwise, you are not. How will you say you are not well? Then she said, relax. I'm going to make sure they praise and worship it. As praise and worship. Solo was going on, then she came to call me. So the jollof, I wired. I left some. Because she said, me did it. I come back. So then she went to preach. Hey, after when I was preaching, I forgot that somebody who is not well. Now, in the middle of the preaching, okay to me that, hey, yeah, point over there, Kofi. Says he said, "Wato, abo we di yo wato." Over there, Kofi. Then after they get into the end of the preaching, I have to pretend again that I'm not well. So after the preaching, I came to take the rest of the jollof. Took the, then they said the taxi driver should send me back to the house. Hey, it's not. Look, you see, in this work, your money will go inside, or your money will go inside. I said your money will go inside to inconvenience you. I'm telling you. Hey! Look, you'll be owing people t-shirts. Hey, t-shirt, conference t-shirt. You have the children has wear the shirt, they haven't paid. Some come, they are calling a parent to send 150 Ghana cedis. He say he beg, that's all he has. Please teach a top up and send my child. It's a problem. What do you do? Magnify the office and let's get more people to join us. People to join. Let people join this beautiful work. Let people join this work that we are doing. It's a beautiful work. Don't give up. I'm saying one day when you die and we are buried, they should be able to say that you died a saved pastor. You should see the beauty in Sunday in crèche madams who die. She taught me when I was in primary 2. This person taught me when I was in primary 2. This person taught me. Yes. When the day you are there, the children should say that this is the person who led us to Christ when we were in Sunday school. Yeah. Yeah. Don't give up. Don't have any appetite for any other job. This safe church, be here. God has actually planted your feet to take care of the children. That's why you have the love for them. Don't give up. Don't give up. Many things will discourage you. I'm telling you. Many, many things. Including parents of the children insulting you. Don't give up. Other pastors looking down on you. Don't give up. Yeah. Don't give up. Never give up. Never believe in what you are doing. Believe it. Believe it that this is a church I am running. This is something God has blessed me with. This is a ministry God has given me. Don't give up. By the grace of God, I'm on a level now where, you can't discourage me. Unless I don't want to do it, but you can't discourage me. Yeah. Don't give up. These children, treat them like your biological children. Invest in their lives. Don't give up. Teachers, don't give up. God is about to bless you. One day you park your Land Cruiser here and you come out and you bring your bag and come and sit here. And they'll be wondering, hey, Cecilia, there's a safe teacher. They'll be wondering what is happening here and they'll like to come here. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine on you. May the Lord prosper us as we work in his vineyard. He will prosper you. I'm telling you, you see that everything will just fall in place. When we married at a point, a few times no miscarriage came. Child was not. I said, God, is that how you are? Me, I carry people's children. Me, I can't have a child. The month I prayed that prayer, come, let them. Yeah. I said, God, I'm a children's pastor. Carrying people's children like this. Then me, myself, I can't have one child. Oh, no, it's not fair. It's actually not fair. If you look at the thing, and sometimes you don't have to pray, you just have to have discussion with God. God, this thing, I think that, look, the way I've been paying this man tithe,
Look at how the man to cry is now 13. Look at how I'm hot. Ready? If there's some savings be in heaven, why? Now I'm checking my level. Now send me learn it. I'm saying your reward will come. Magnify the office. Learn to stay in this office. Be here. Be here. Don't give up anything about the children. You must be passionate about it. Yeah. One of the examples, one of the blessings I'll teach you, one day you have people around you. Yeah. You have people around you. I'm telling you. It's a beautiful job to take care of children. It's a very nice and beautiful job. I pray that God will help each and every one of us, that our love for the children will never die in the name of Jesus. Oh, I said our love will never die. I said our love will never die. I said our love will never die. Yeah. And the last one, be a scholarly pastor. A scholarly saved pastor. I think I've explained that one. A scholarly saved pastor. Yeah. It's one of the things that makes you magnify your office. By the grace of God, you ask me any question about the children's church, oh, I'll give you an answer. If I don't know, we'll think about it together and get an answer. Yeah. Be somebody who knows you. I mean, you know your work. Yeah, hey, I'm looking for app that will help me to get the children. Hey! Learn it! Safe church is a good church. The saved church is a good church. The saved church is a good church. It is not a Sunday school. It is a church. And you are a pastor. The blessing of any other pastor will come upon you because you are also taking. Say, if you cause any of these little ones to offend, or if you offend any of these, look at the punishment by offending a child. You should then imagine the reward of leading a child to heaven. If this is the punishment that you tie and throw into the sea, you can imagine the blessing that is connected with taking care of these little ones, these innocent ones. I believe God will help us. Oh, I said, I believe God. Stand to your feet and let's pray. I believe God will help us. Mako satabrandebe sikerebe sandaba. Rabadabru sikandi. Mando zadabra kilibru sikede. Riko zadabre sekendi. Maloka zata.
Oh, yes, Lord
Rakato
Jesus.
Satabra kazibe kiliyahatuyaba. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
Lord, we bless you.
Yes.
We honor you.
Yes.
We say, Lord, we are grateful for this ministry you have called us into.
In the name of Jesus.
And Lord, we will do everything possible.
Yes, Lord.
Father, encourage us.
Yes.
Lord, help us.
In the name of
Lord,
Jesus.
Touch our heart.
Oh, yes.
May you give us the heart of a good, safe pastor.
In the name of
May
Jesus.
May you give us the heart to pastor these children well.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, let your glory be upon us.
In the name
let
of Jesus.
Let your power be upon us.
Amen.
And bless us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Clap for Jesus. Beautiful. We'll take a short break. All right. Short break. We are not a lot here. So maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes. This should help us. We'll take a short break and then we'll come. I think Bishop Kobe will be joining us in the next session. All right. But I think that if we come back and I get time, all right, I'll talk to you about the blessings of being a saved pastor. Oh, you can. Blessings of being a saved pastor.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.